morning, so I made it through the traffic on time.
You're like, woo,
because my oldest is home, so I have a built-in babysitter.
That's
nice.
Jim, I'm still figuring this out.
He doesn't have a job yet. So.
All right, I'm going to call the meeting to order. Now that Ben's here. Welcome to the June 3rd Zoning Ordinance Committee meeting. Seeing no public input, do we have any disclosures? Seeing none, can we get a motion for approval on the action report or a or comment?
Wait, who said that?
Larry.
Larry. Mr. Malone.
Seconded.
Mr. Jenda seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That carries. Ryan.
All right.
Updates.
Thank you. So we'll start off there with the data center standards and locations, ZOAM and CPAM. The current project plan is still tracking, and that plan is for staff to attend the next July, the July ZOC meeting, and give an overview of the project, kick it off, and we'll be bringing text amendments at the subsequent meetings after that. Just to give you a little bit of a taste of some of the flavor, we'll be looking at standards for data centers, utility substations. We've got some language for microgrids, BESS, which is battery energy storage systems, and other standards. So we're going to kick that off, kind of whet your appetite for what we'll be seeing over the next few months with that project. Any questions about that one? All right. The zoning ordinance rewrite adjustments number one, you can see there from the agenda. Don't have a whole lot to report. That's stalled at the moment. We have some text that's just about ready to be reviewed, but specifically we've had to pull some text out and fast track those, and I'll get into that in D&E below. So I'll just go ahead and jump right into, I think last month in my absence, Bradley Polk advised you guys that I was bringing a resolution of intent to amend for Chapter 10 procedures, specifically the placard notice. That motion was passed. The resolution was adopted last night. And so we'll be continuing on with that. That is a clarification. I know we had some input on the placards and some things. We can take that up separately in a separate item. However, this one is specifically when we went through the zoning ordinance rewrite, the reformatting broke the placard notice paragraph into two, and by reformatting and breaking it into two separate paragraphs, it took away the interpretation that the county did not need to placard every ZMAP and rezoning that we had. Instead, it made it abundantly clear that we do have to. That's not a requirement by state law, and that puts us in a very bad position. We have large rezonings or ZMAPs like the floodplain overlay district that we're working on right now. So this is being expedited because this is a requirement that puts us in a very bad position. That is not something that we need to require. So that got approved last night as the resolution intent to amend. I'll be taking that to Planning Commission public hearing on July 23rd. Any questions about that one?
Was that D or E?
I'm sorry.
Was that D or
E? Oh, that was D.
So that's not coming to us?
That is not coming to you.
I've got a question.
Yes, sir.
So we discussed last time, and I think I appreciate the acknowledgement on that. So how does that weave in? Is that still a separate item that we can bring up?
Yeah, so it'll have to be a separate item. So I can work with you on what you like to see, and we can look at that and see if it's something that ZOC wants to recommend.
Okay.
Our motion last time was, I don't remember the wording, but something to request the board, wasn't it? We did something to try to push something forward to get this moving, more so than you guys talking again.
Well, I think we did something to have an opportunity to address your point, which is you can't read them.
Right.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
And so, but that was supposed to go to the board to say, can we talk about it or something, wasn't it?
So my,
what our motion,
my understanding, and Ryan, you can correct me, is the Roy is broad enough that we can deal with that during the details. That was my understanding on the Roya side.
I would have to take a look at the Roya in that context.
As I heard Ryan a minute ago basically saying we have to run separate.
Right.
So
the motion was for Zoc to study it and to identify the problem and suggest solutions. That's what I have in my notes.
Yeah.
So we were looking for the board's action to direct that.
Yeah, to allow us to do that.
So I'm going to suggest we get the Roya, let us look at it. Leadership will talk about it. We'll include you and whoever else wants to be included on your issue. And we'll report out next month on strategy. Okay.
All right. The next one is another resolution intent to amend that's going to the Board of Supervisors business meeting on June 16th. This is another fast track ZOAM in response to some recent legislation in Richmond where we need to change some specific provisions within the zoning ordinance by January 1st. And that is about affordable housing by religious and nonprofit organizations.
Mm-hmm. That's not coming to us either.
That's not coming to you, and I don't have the details on that currently, but that is something that we need to fast track by January 1st. Any other questions about that one, given I don't have a whole lot of information? So. That's the updates. Ready to jump into Walrus?
Yep. So let me, I'll start. We're not, nobody else coming down, right?
No, this is it.
Okay. So last night the board approved the motion to have the Planning Commission and Zoc put together an ad hoc committee to study Walrus and get it back to the board by June of next year. So instead of work, the motion originally was subcommittee or ad hoc committee goes from ad hoc to Planning Commission aboard by September 30th. That paragraph got taken out and it was just, we've been asked to put the chair of the Planning Commission, chair of Zoc, been asked to put together an ad hoc committee to study Walrus with the goal of being done with it to get it to the board next year by June.
Correct.
So I haven't talked to Cliff yet. I'm waiting for, after getting that at whatever 10:15 last night, I don't know how this is going to frame out, but I think from my perspective, I need to work with Cliff and staff to come up with a plan to meet the board's schedule on the backside. And I don't know any more than that right now. I'm happy to take questions or comments or whatever, but that seems to be what the board now that could get reconsidered in the next meeting. But that was the motion that was modified, a motion that was adopted last night. So don't ask me what that means, Joe, because I don't know.
Yeah.
I see your inquiring mind going.
Yeah, my inquiring mind is thinking about the end of September and most of this group not even being here.
100% a concern of mine too.
Yep. My understanding was that the timeline was based around staff's drafting, not anything really to do with us.
Yeah, I mean, just to vent for a second, and then I'm not, you guys know I never throw staff under the bus, but staff wants this much time to do it. The board wants it here, and it's Zoc and PC's problem. And look, I was asked my opinion, and my opinion is staff doesn't work in August. That's been drilled into me for 20 years, and I'm not going to be the one that gets these guys parked in my driveway at 2 o'clock in the morning waiting for me to come outside. So I thought it was impossible from the beginning, and I also think it creates a lot of other logistic things that we need to deal with. So once that got cleaned up last night and sort of the looking backwards instead of looking forward, I'll remind everybody here that we had Walrus for 6 meetings. We're supposed to be done by the end of December. And that was mainly because staff needed time to draft.
Yes.
And we were good with that.
Yes.
And we thought it was going to be in here working in this group and going through. And unfortunately, that's not where it is today after 10:20 last night. And I think we need to I personally think we need to let a board meeting happen to see if there's reconsideration. But right now, that was the direction from last night.
And Michael, I know that this is very early in the thought process that came very late, but is the thought at some point that it would still come back to SOC for action?
Well, there wasn't, and the initial motion was it wasn't coming back to SOC. It went, wow, it went ad hoc to Planning Commission by September 30th. But in the revised motion, the paragraph that did that was taken out. So it's basically now board looking back, we're saying we want it by June. You guys figure out how we're going to get it.
And that's the leadership meeting.
I think that's a leadership meeting that we need to get with staff and kind of say, okay, how do we work backwards?
And I know that leadership is going to be meeting with both Planning Commission and Board of Supervisors at their regular planning meeting today at 11. And so one to let them know about this, but then probably get more informed.
I'm not supposed to go to that, right?
I'm not invited, so I don't know who is.
So I'm happy to take questions or go ahead. So
right now, we are not having an August SOC meeting.
That is correct.
That last one, or the next one, will be July.
July, September.
Yep. And then September.
Then at 9:13, the chair is not contemplating an August meeting. Just to be very clear, don't change your vacation plans. And look, I think the reality is Zach could probably get it out by November, you know, whatever month early. And if there's a joint committee with Planning Commission, they can get ahead of where they were going to be here. And I feel like we can find a solution with staff and drafting and all that kind of stuff. But I just don't have anything today because it happened last night. Questions?
So many.
Yeah, so many.
So many. Swirling around our heads.
Save them because everything might change in the next 2 weeks. I still have my reminder on our agenda for replacements that you just met, somebody just mentioned. For terms expiring September 30th. And then the only other thing I have is upcoming is July 8th. So unless there's any new business that anybody wants to talk about.
I thought this was supposed to be the busy meeting.
Well, it wasn't until 10:20 last night. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, it's, and then I shouldn't say 10:20 last night. I got a call about a week ago asking me that what my opinion was on an ad hoc that I had lots of problems with.
Me too.
So your call was different than my call. My call, yes, was official. Your call was unofficial.
A little less.
So I'm giving you back most of your day. Who said they needed to be out by 10:30? I didn't jinx it, Larry. Hey, look at Colleen was smart. She stayed in her office.
Maybe I should say that every meeting, huh?
No.
Don't forget, July is not the first Wednesday. It's the July second 8th. Wednesday because, yes, of the holiday.
July 8th.
The 8th.
Yep.
Friendly reminder. That's all.
Cool. Motion to adjourn?
What, let me ask.
Joe has like 10 questions. I know, Joe.
Yeah.
Understanding that things change at, you know, hours before our meeting. What are we going to talk about in July?
Right.
Well, I'm hoping that we'll have the direction, we'll have the plan. You start talking about when that, you know, I mean, whatever. Staff said last night, I think Dan said he expected the ad hoc to meet twice a month, which was totally news to me because we still have that. Because then he was asked, is our planning commission and SOC still doing their regular meetings? The answer was yes. And ironically, one of the supervisors who seconded the motion flipped if it needed staff time for an extra meeting. So it was kind of a little bit bizarre, but I'm hoping to have more clarity on where we're going.
Okay, okay. Thanks.
My summer vacation starts July 9th, so.
I think you're good. Does it end September?
You can leave on a good note.
my granddaughter's due August 8th, so that would
be okay.
In Austin, Texas.
Yeah, there's not going to be a meeting in August for SOC. Yeah. No chance.
Good.
Unless I resign and the vice chair decides we're going to have a meeting. So, no. That's the only way it can happen because I'm not having one. All right. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you all. Sorry we don't have more substance today.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Extra glad I didn't pay a babysitter for an hour. Yeah.